Should you take your kids on a trip around the world in a sailboat? 370, Flight 370. Have they found the data recorder yet at this point? And the memorials start for the people who were needlessly killed, sadly, at Fort Hood. Oh, what a weekend it was, and what a big week we're gearing up for here on America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope you had a great weekend. Maybe you picked up a flick or two, hung out with the family, or watched some basketball. Now it's settled. They're down to two. What two? If you don't know, we're going to tell you at the tail end of the show. I don't know too many people whose brackets, by the way, are alive, I have to be honest. All right, this story caught my eye right at the top, and maybe some of you have heard it too, that the Navy had to pick up a one-year-old who became very ill at sea. You know, we've seen similar stories like this over the years that have happened. So what are you doing with a one-year-old on a sailboat hundreds of miles off Mexico, where the U.S. Navy is spending money, sending out a frigate to pick up your kid who is on death's door? The child, luckily, is in stable condition now. And, of course, the parents are grateful and thankful and all that kind of stuff. But a baby basically getting sick 900 miles off the Pacific coast, rescued, brings up questions as to should you take a kid that young out to sea, putting your family in that kind of a situation. Now, apparently, they planned this whole thing out, of course, so they weren't newbies. They just didn't jump in a sailboat, write down some things they needed. They really laid out a plan. Of course, with the ocean, there's so much of it that's unpredictable, let alone the health of a young kid. And the parents are getting shellacked, so I'm not the first person to think this, certainly. The parents are starting to get a lot of criticism, and they're defending themselves and saying that they're proud of their choices and their preparation, and, you know, they're disappointed they lost their sailboat and their home. They're grateful to the people who came to help them. So it wasn't like they were on their sailboat, their little girl got sick. I'm saying pretty much what happened is they had problems with the sailboat. So we're going to talk more about this during this hour of America Tonight. But right now we have some breaking news right at the top. We go to Australia for more on Flight 370. All right, they're getting ready to talk about some things that have been recovered in the hunt for that flight that we've been talking about a lot. Here we go.
I'd like to start by introducing again Commodore Peter Levy, the commander of the military task force that's doing all the great search work out at sea. Bob Armstrong from the ATSB and Mike Barton from AMSA. Over on the left, we also have our subject matter expert on underwater salvage and rescue, and that's Captain Matthews from the US Navy. He will be available for one-on-one interviews at the end of the press conference. Well, good afternoon. Yesterday, I outlined a number of leads we were pursuing in relation to the search of the missing Malaysian Airlines flight MH370. Namely, the electronic pulse signals detected by the Chinese ship Haixun 01 and an acoustic noise being pursued by the Australian Defence Vessel Ocean Shield in her current location. I stated that the Ocean Shield would be delayed from going to the approximate area where the Haixun 01 had detected the signals while she continued her own investigations. Today I can report some very encouraging information which has unfolded over the last 24 hours. The towed pinger locator deployed from the Australian Defence Vessel, Ocean Shield,
has detected signals consistent with those emitted by aircraft black boxes. Two separate signal detections have occurred within the northern part of the defined search area. The first detection was held for approximately 2 hours and 20 minutes. The ship then lost contact before conducting a turn and attempting to reacquire the signal. The second detection on the return leg was held for approximately 13 minutes. On this occasion, two distinct pinger returns were audible. Significantly, this would be consistent with transmissions from both the flight data recorder and the cockpit voice recorder. Clearly, this is a most promising lead, and probably in the search so far, it's probably the best information that we have had. And again, I would ask all of you to treat this information cautiously and responsibly until such time as we can provide an unequivocal determination. We haven't found the aircraft yet. We need further confirmation. And I really stress this. It's very important. Ocean Shield remains in the immediate area and continues to try and regain contact with the towed pinger locator. To this point, it has not been able to reacquire the signals. There are many steps yet before these detections can be positively verified as being from missing flight MH370. Firstly, we need to fix the position. Then the Ocean Shield can lower the autonomous underwater vehicle, Bluefin 21, into the water and attempt to locate wreckage on the seafloor. Another source of evidence such as wreckage would verify this lead. The area in which the signals have been received has a depth of approximately 4,500 metres. This is also the limit of capability of the autonomous underwater vehicle. I need to be honest with you. It could take some days before the information is available to establish whether these detections can be confirmed as being from MH370. In very deep oceanic water, nothing happens fast. Of course, I will update you once we have an unequivocal determination. Ocean Shield will stay in its current area until such time as it can verify or discount the detections as being from MH370.
All right, we'll see if there's any more interesting information to rejoin that news conference. They heard the pinging, you heard the depth there, 4,500 meters, very deep waters. They're being careful. Not to completely confirm everything, but you can tell they're pretty excited. They're excited in the sense that they might know something here. They have not found the airplane at this point. Again, I repeat, have not found the airplane, Flight 370, the missing flight from Malaysia. Stay with us. We'll have more. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Talking about it now, they feel pretty good about possibly finding where the flight went into the ocean, Flight 370, that vanished. In fact, it's interesting. It's not a definite, though, because they still have to find the plane. But when you're hearing those pings and thinking of where the plane went in, they're thinking, meaning the people who are searching all those ships from different countries that they're zeroing in on. And it was a Chinese ship that heard the pings and got as close to it as possible. And, of course, the United States has the equipment that really can get them to the depth that they need to be. So they are searching. They are searching. They've wasted time in the wrong area. Now it seems as though they're closer to the right area and perhaps in the right area where this plane went down. My theory was they would never find the plane, but now with the ships and with the planes overhead and really pushing on the search, hearing these pings, we'll see if they end up coming up with any of the plane at all. If they found this missing plane for sure, the area that they're talking about, they had gone in a different direction. Now they're scouring the Indian Ocean. As you know, it's been, almost a month at this point. And been over a month, actually, because we're almost right on that cut line. Remember, it disappeared on March 8th. So in the recent days, though, over the weekend, they detected those three sonic pings that they believe were emitted from the black box. So, and it was the Chinese ship, again, that detected the separate pulses on Friday and again on Saturday. The Australian ship Ocean Shield picked up a signal on Sunday, so now that's a couple of different times. The British Navy survey ship came to assist on Monday with the Chinese ship, And the Ocean Shield, of course, is continuing investigations in their own area. So bottom line is they are close at this point. If they're going to find this, they feel confident that that's, I think they feel confident in what they're hearing in the pings. But the Boeing 777, that jet that disappeared, presumably in the South Indian Ocean on March 8th, they may be getting closer to finding the plane, And, boy, that would, the speculation, the conspiracies and everything else that have come as a result of it, we still would want to know and would have to know and would find out in this investigation as to what brought the plane down. So that, let's say this is it. They have zeroed in on this. They're gonna be able to find this plane no matter how deep it is and how many extra days it takes. They can find out, especially with that black box, what was the reason that it came down? Why did it come down? And the families that are feel so incredibly helpless and frustrated, you know, they don't want to hear the bad news, but they do in a sense because they've been waiting so long and need that confirmation, which wouldn't you want that confirmation? You're sitting there in limbo. It's tough. It's tough when the information is all over the map, too. And unfortunately, Malaysia Air really bungled that because there's been all kinds of news that they've thrown out there, including 2 weeks ago saying that definitely the plane went down in this area. Well, actually, in an area further away from that. So the families apparently held a prayer service that drew thousands of Malaysian and Malaysian Chinese supporters. 2/3 of the passengers on the missing jet were Chinese. The mood of the relatives might be a little more stable because of some of the assistance they're getting. They're getting grief counseling. They're getting medical care. And I think that's helped somewhat. But the extraordinary outpouring for the people who have family members that are on this plane or that were on this plane has been amazing to see. I think both in Malaysia and in China, just the people themselves. So how this all unfolds now with these acoustic events will be interesting to see how quickly things move. Because it has been a very expensive and very long search. A lot of people didn't think that we would find out what ultimately happened here. In fact, coming up, one of our America Tonight re-racks, some of the best interviews we did from the past week. We're going to talk to Patrick Huey, longtime airline captain and really an expert on aviation. And he talked about different theories and what people thought and what he ultimately thought was going to happen. And I agreed with him. I wasn't so sure they would pull this plane out. So anything we find out, obviously, we will reveal to you. But that's happening now. And the search is full throttle in Australia with a lot of different countries helping out a lot of different equipment on the scene. And presumably, they have found the plane. All right, a couple of other quick things right here from the get-go, from the reaction from the flight. John Nance is someone that you see pop up on TV all over the place. Aviation expert as well, just a terrific fountain of information. He was all over the tube on the weekend, including on ABC News. And here's what John Nance had to say about the missing signals and the different pings.
They have to be, because you can't get these signals from either the cockpit voice recorder or flight recorder to go more than a few miles. So these are two different things.
Yeah, so they're two different things. They're two different pings, is what he's saying pretty much there, that we'll see when they get that the black boxes. But the pinger locator used in the search for Flight 370 has detected those signals consistent with the signals that you would hear emitted by aircraft black boxes. So is there a way that the plane somehow went under radar, the Indonesian radar? While they investigate that, they're wondering what that means. Did they take a route meant to avoid detection? And now how is that possible? And hopefully they find something as soon as they can get that box up. That is the most important thing that they can focus on getting once they start to piece it all together. And hopefully they can shed more light on this, because when you pull a when you pull the box up, of course, it's all about getting that, disseminating that information, and they never release it quickly because they have to comb through it. If you've ever seen any of these airline investigations, they're very careful, and part of that has to do with families, part of that has to do, frankly, with the airline and lawsuits and a myriad of other reasons why, but unlike Malaysian Air, when they were quick to throw out a bunch of information, usually in any strong investigation, they will not do that. Only things that they know to be true, so they don't get caught in that in-between, in as far as identifying the plane and then talking about what brought it down and all of that. So all of the theories about what happened that are still floating around out there, a lot of them could be very, very viable with something that happened in the cockpits, something else that happened that wasn't, they didn't foresee, explaining what happened with the altitude and flying off of the radar and how did that happen. Those are the things they'll be looking for once they're able to pull any pieces. And so far, that's not what's happened here. It's only the pings that they're following. It's only that sound that is, as I already mentioned, tied to a black box that has now pushed this further into believing that there is something here. Because, you know, these conspiracy theories are from A to Z. But following the pings, getting the box up, trying to piece it together, then piecing it together will tell us the tale of what happened there. So hopefully these pings are correct. It's unlikely that people schooled in aviation and navigation would get this part of it wrong, especially three different ships from three different countries hearing those pings on different days all in the area. All right, stay with us. Much more to come here on this version at the top of the week of America Tonight.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit HerbalHealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Segment here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We'll give you the odds and ends on the day, fill you in on some of the other things that are happening around the world. But this is breaking information, a major development in the search for MH370. Angus Houston, an Air Chief Marshal in Australia, confirmed the Ocean Shield has detected more signals consistent with the aircraft black boxes, and it is pretty significant. It's their most promising lead so far. He is briefing reporters now and saying that more signals have been detected by a towed pinger locator that was deployed by the Australian vessel Ocean Shield. So he says it's encouraging information that's unfolded over the last 24 hours. He said, again, the signals are consistent with what you would hear emitted by aircraft black boxes. Two separate signal detections happened within the northern part of the defined, what they're calling the defined search area. The first was actually heard on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The depth is 4,500 meters, so in translation was a 1,500 feet, something like that. So they're trying to establish with certainty that the detectors are from Flight 370. And you've got all kinds of ships. The Ocean Shield is Australian, and they're out there. There's 12 aircraft altogether, 14 ships, part of the whole effort continuing to go on here. And it's interesting because the U.S. has some pretty fine equipment to help in this, and they're on board, but they have kind of a muted response now with the Australians taking over. The Chinese ship is out there, and they heard some of the pings. And this is pretty serious because time is ticking down on the battery life of the black boxes tracking beacons. So they want to be able to locate this, get this, and see ultimately what they can find out. Any thoughts? You can throw them in, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Jack, who is in Australia. And, Jack, I can imagine this is what everybody is talking about. We've talked about that before. But imagine also the time that's been wasted because initially they were looking in the wrong place, right?
Yeah, and this is one of the things, and it's something that, you know, I've been your Johnny on the spot for this since this has happened. And since it's gone down, since day one, I've been saying they're looking in the wrong area. And at the risk of sounding like Mr. Scott from Star Trek, you know, you cannot break the laws of physics. Now they've wasted essentially 30 days. They're now looking as far north as what they were off the coast of Perth. You know, they're now looking 2,000 miles further north. And even the press conference that we just heard the audio from, it was a whole lot of maybe. And given all of the false positives that we've had in the last 30 days with this, I thought Air Marshal Houston would have at least held off maybe for another 24 hours with this information to try and get some sort of more verification rather than building up false hope again. But, you know, for 30 days they were searching, you know, 2,000 miles too far south. They slowly kept creeping up to that area, but it was time wasted. And you know, I find myself sort of in this mixture of I told you so and rage that everyone ignored the obvious when it came to the search on this.
Yeah, why did they go in the wrong direction in the first place? Because they were looking at satellite footage, and anytime anybody saw anything pop up, that was it. They were racing toward it is what I think it was. Hurry up. This is a Hail Mary. We got to get there.
Well, yeah, but a simple bit of mathematics would have sorted out. Hang on, that was too far outside of the fuel range to actually get there. Now it looks like they've found these pings. I've looked on the map, and it would have been on the absolute extreme southern tip of the fuel range of the aircraft, which is where they should have been looking to start with.
Yeah, yeah. And imagine they might have already gotten there, and who knows, but that time was time that was wasted, and that time is ticking down on those black boxes, too.
Well, yeah, and I'm not sure they're going to find anything on the cockpit voice data recorder because it runs in a 30-minute spool. It will only catch the last 30 minutes of it. Now, if the plane was hijacked by the pilot or co-pilot, as one of the theories, that would have happened 7 to 8 hours previous. So I'm not sure what they're going to find on the voice data recorder unless prior to it going into the drink,
something happened.
A verbal suicide note.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking if it was that, if it was the pilot, one of the initial theories that's floating around, that's what we'll hear. We might hear that maybe, but who knows? You're right. If there's something else that happened, we won't hear it. I still think it is the best chance to at least have the possibility of hearing something, then looking at the plane. But that's the other thing. If they find the plane, we might not ever really know what happened on the flight anyway.
Exactly, and the way Murphy's Law has gone on this search operation, the British Navy over the mid-last week deployed a nuclear submarine to help in the search, and the way the search is going, I would not surprise me one little bit tomorrow to find out that in the press conference that the pings they heard were actually the British nuclear submarine.
Can you imagine? Oh, after this, and after raising all the hopes and having the families involved in this, wow, that would really be a triple bungle then if that was the case. So you said it, maybe they should have waited cautiously another 24 hours, but for fear, there's always this fear that the information is going to leak out. They're trying to contain the information, but as far as crisis management goes, nobody's doing a great job of it.
Yeah, and you know, but to ignore just basic current flows and so on, go rushing off on all these false positives, it's made not only the Malaysians look silly, it's made the Australian Navy look silly, it's made the American Navy look silly, you know, it's made the whole search essentially a circus act.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you, Jack. Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, thanks for the call. Thanks for the update.
Anytime, Kate.
All right, as Jack said, he has been our Johnny on the spot guy, and he's right. The part of it that is so awful, which I said from the Malaysian air perspective, it's been bungled, but some egg would be on the face of the Australians, too. I said before, I thought the Prime Minister, that's why he kind of backed out of talking about this, because every time he stepped forward and said something or had information, then it was like two steps backwards. So this is, if this happens to really blow up on them, boy, who gets the most blame for it? Is it the Malaysians, then the Australians would take some of it? And I think that's why the U.S. has kind of muted what their response has been. I mean, they've been there, they've helped, but they're not in the lead. In charge of the Australian search mission, with the lead dogs in this, are the Australians now going after this black box. And we'll see what the pings yield. We do not know at this point, and we might not, as I just said to Jack, we might not really know what happened on that flight either. So if they find the plane, they give the relatives, I guess, the peace of mind, if you want to call it that, because I don't think there is any peace of mind, of knowing, okay, boom, here you go. This is where, you know, they perished, or this is where the plane went down. However, you might not really be able to say, or they might not really want to say what happened to this flight if we wanted to take it even a step further. So that could also be the case, I believe, with that. You may still have your theories on what it is now at this point, even if they pull it up. But I think we're still probably talking about days before we know anything different than what we know today with the locators and everything else. Because, again, we're talking about the great depth that they have to go down to ultimately get this black box and see if anything is yielded from that. There is the possibility, if I were part of this search, I would want to get that box no matter what, because this is what you do. You get the box, you hope and pray there's some big, juicy clue on that, and you do get that information, but we don't know at this point. I don't know how many times I can say that. All right, so the other big thing, I think, over the weekend is how sorry everybody was over the Fort Hood shooting. And now, as I mentioned, of course, on the Hill, they're going to debate guns and defense. What they need to debate is cut the crap and let people on the bases carry sidearms. If somebody was carrying on the base, if half of the people were carrying on the base, then what happened with Ivan Lopez? Somebody, I believe, would have been able to get him down before it turned into the bloodbath that it did, with three people dying, and four, if you include himself, obviously taking himself out, but then all the other people, the 16 people that were injured. So it's time to have the conversation, one, about mental health and the military, and also looking at guns and saying this is a failed experiment. This is a failed experiment. For base policies to secure the bases, you got to review and analyze what's happened there. And I totally believe you have to allow the people on the base to be armed. For goodness sakes, they're off and they're armed and they're trained in weapons. They should be allowed to carry. Others think that is chaotic and stupid and could lead to more problems. But what do you think? 855-266-5283. Coming up, more on that and some other quick odds and ends. Boy, we flew through this hour. Stay with us.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Couple of turns here for this hour of America Tonight, talking about the missing plane, the pings that they've heard, and now the race to uncover whatever information they can. The black box is the key thing. Will they find anything in the black box? Who knows? Maybe. I'm optimistic that perhaps they will, whether it's a struggle, whether it's screaming something out, if there was something that happened on the plane, a struggle, perhaps we'll know that. Maybe we won't. But at least there is the tiny possibility, more than tiny possibility, that perhaps they will have snagged that on that box. Or else maybe it's just the locator for the plane. They pull the plane up and then the theories abound as to what happened, and we never truly know what happened. Or somebody takes some odd responsibility for it if something nefarious happened here. John is listening to us in, I think, Arkansas. So let's go to John. Are you listening to us in Arkansas, John?
Yeah, that's right.
Awesome. What's your thought on the plane?
They said there was two signals, right?
There was two signals, yeah. Different kinds of sonar signals that they... Oh, these people with their theories about these crazy things that could have happened on the plane. But I'm not going with the Walking Dead theory. Let's put it that way. I won't go there with anyone. I think it was probably something to do with the pilot, unless there was something mechanical we didn't know, but that 777 is one of the safest planes you could possibly fly. When we let you hear that conversation with Patrick Huey, who was the former pilot, he'll tell you all about that, how safe of a plane the Boeing 777 is. So how does it vanish with 239 people on board on March 8th during a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing? And they'll see what they nail down with the black box, and maybe they find something out, and maybe they don't find out what happened here. It's hard to say, at this point, until we know, until they actually bring up the box, until they actually bring up the plane, we can speculate all day long, but we don't know for sure. All right, speaking of speculation, the one thing that we do know for sure, I think, is that what happened at the base that I was mentioning before is nothing short of just criminal, to have people on a base who are serving this country, and they're on a base like Fort Hood, which is a sprawling city, let's face it, the biggest military facility, so I won't even call it, I'll call it the biggest military facility in the world, to have that happen, to have people, innocent civilians, and to have soldiers in harm's way because somebody flips out and decides they're going to take people out, and for whatever reason, and we don't know it at this point, don't know if we'll ever know that either. There's a lot of theories on Ivan Lopez and being upset over not having more bereavement time to go and bury his mother in Puerto Rico in November, or he got into an altercation with somebody before that and just made him snap. But to have happen what happened in 2009 with the Major Hassan, who's now on death row, opening fire, killing 13 and injuring 30 people, the Army psychiatrist, to have that happen, and which was the deadliest in history inside a U.S. military base, then to have this happen, without a doubt, officers and at least senior enlisted personnel should be allowed to carry guns. If they defend us elsewhere, overseas, but they're defenseless at bases, something is wrong. When things like this happen, it doesn't take long for it to get out of hand and a lot of people to go down. If somebody was armed in the vicinity closer, they could have reacted, they could have done something that maybe would have saved more people. Who knows? But I am almost certain that many people wouldn't have been going to hospitals if somebody close by had a weapon. It would have made a huge, huge difference. So the president, of course, will go to the Fort Hood Memorial Service. And, you know, then we talk about what's the next step, what's the next thing to happen here. And that service, by the way, is Wednesday. And the three people were killed. You know this already, as I already mentioned. 16 were wounded near Killeen, Texas, at the Fort Hood base. And the base commander hasn't really talked about what they think the theory is of the perhaps he had an argument before opening fire, only to say that he is sorry for what has happened to the people of the base and obviously the victims of the shooting. Elsewhere, and this was a pretty big deal, actually. I was surprised when I saw this. When you see something where it just says across the top, I saw this on a crawl somewhere, that 100 people were arrested in a Southern California brawl, I thought, was this some kind of bar fight? Was this some kind of biker thing? What was this? So about 100 people were arrested, 44 taken to the hospital, so they were beaten badly enough, taken to the hospital during a college party in Southern California at Santa Barbara. It was in this area called Isla Vista. It's pretty early, too. It was like 9:30 in the evening on a Saturday. They have this huge spring break party. I actually have been to this. It's called Deltopia, and it's right there near UCSB, the University of California, Santa Barbara. 15,000 people were, they think, were there, close to that anyway. And they say things escalated after the campus police officer was hit in the face with a backpack filled with alcohol. And then the crowd started throwing rocks and bricks and bottles at the cops. They were lighting fires. They were setting fire to some of the police cars. Are you kidding me? So they had to call in other people. They had to call in any agency nearby to try and help because it had gotten so crazy. Now, how many people are still in custody? Who knows? But there were a lot of people that they cuffed and took off. Because Santa Barbara, I mean, 60% of Isla Vista anyway. In that whole area, probably 60% are students that live there. But it really is Santa Barbara. And this is one of those things that has just become a ritual that attracts a lot of out-of-towners who come in and they say that they think that's what happened, that you have so many people from all over, it's just gotten out of hand. And Sunday morning, when people woke up, there was broken glass and trash everywhere in that neighborhood. But the fact that they had to go to Ventura, call anybody they could, and I saw actually some shots from it, and it was, man, it was pretty bad. It looked pretty bad. If they're torching cars and throwing, I mean, they're trashed out of their minds. They're throwing things at cops like bricks. That's why they arrested so many of them. I was just surprised where it happened and just thinking that probably the crowd was so large that that helped it get completely, completely out of control. Crazy, crazy, crazy. All right, if you have any thoughts on the show, you know what to do. You can always send us an email at americatonight.net. By the way, if you go to the website, americatonight.net, you can also hook up with us on Facebook or on Twitter. That's the best way to get a hold of us on the show with any thoughts. I know a lot of people download and listen later. People have kind of all over the map schedules. Sometimes you're on a third shift. Sometimes you're on another shift. And quite often I hear from people that they're listening to something and they want to react to it, but it's perhaps a day or so later. So the best way to do it, the best way to get us, is to go through the website americatonight.net. Thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.